Sheriff Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin was treated delicate and soft to ensure he surrendered. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 18, 2025. Utah's Washington County Sheriff Nate Brooksby told reporters Wednesday that Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin, Tyler Robinson, was treated delicate and soft to ensure he followed through with surrendering to authorities on September 11, 2025. KSL reported that Robinson's parents talked him out of going to a remote area of Washington County, where he potentially was going to kill himself, and that they would help him surrender to authorities peacefully. Sheriff Brooksby recounted the September 11th call he received from a retired deputy who knows Robinson's parents, informing Brooksby that he believed he knew who Kirk's assassin was and that he was trying to get him to surrender. He said the deputy's voice was shaky as he said, "Hey, I know who Charlie Kirk's shooter is. I know the family through religious association. He's in Washington County now and we're working on trying to get him to come in voluntarily." Brooksby told Fox and Friends that, in order to ensure Robinson surrendered himself, Brooksby agreed to treat it as delicate and as soft as possible to make him feel comfortable, to where he would show up at my office. And that's exactly what happened. The Hill quoted Brooksby saying, "Tyler knew it was just inevitable. With all the law enforcement pressure that he, you know, his picture in the news, the gun on the news, he knew it was inevitable that he would be caught. He was fearful of a SWAT team hit on his house. Or he was fearful of being shot by law enforcement." Tyler Robinson has been charged with aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm, two counts of obstruction of justice, two counts of witness tampering, and committing a violent offense in the presence of a child. The death penalty will be sought. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.